Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos. Daf Chaf Ches. Speaking of the top of the page, about the Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Shiva Kedem Menorah, the seven branches of the Menorah, Akvin Zed Zed, they're Ma'akev. If you might see me one, it's going to be no good. Shiva Nirasam, Akvin Zed Zed, also the seven lamps that are on top, you know, on top of the Menorah, going to be Ma'akev. Shtei Parashish and Mezuzah, Ma'akev Zed Zed, the two Parashish that are in the Mezuzah are Ma'akev one if the other. And right, we have over there Shemaan Vahayim Shemoa, Afilu Kasav Echad Ma'akvim, and even one, the writing of one letter is necessary for both of them. Arba Parsha Shabbat Tefillin Ma'akvim Zozo, the four part of the Tefillin are Ma'akvim, Afilu Kasav Echad Ma'akvim, and that's even the proper writing of one letter is necessary for all of them. Arba Tzitzis Ma'akvim Zozo, the four Tzitzis that we have, the Tzitzis are Ma'akvim Zozo, Shabbos and Mitzvah Achas, because really all four are considered one Mitzvah, Yishmael Omer. Arbos and Arba mitzvahs, the four of them are considered four individual mitzvos. Zok the Heilige Gemara really asks, my time, what's the reason you do all seven branches? Havaya ksibu, because that's the word Havaya that's written over there. See, it has to be exactly as this. Tana Rabbanan, Menorah Hisaba, the menorah would come minha eshes, from a single block of raw material, minazav, and it would be made out of gold. Asam minagrutos, it would be made out of scraps of gold, psuot spasal. Mishar minin batachos, any other types of metals, oak sherry, it will be kasher. Maishna. That, why is it that min grutos, ha grutos, psuva, why is it that we're made from gold scraps is no good? The siv, miksha, the havaya, because it says, hammer it out. If you hammer the block, it's written together with havaya. That has to be one block of gold. Shar minim atachos nami, in reference to other metals also, zahavaya, the term gold is written together with havaya, and it teaches that gold is necessary. Amar kura, the pasuk says, te aseh, that it must be made, it shall be made. L'rabas shar minim atachos, to include other metals. In fact, the gemara of heima l'rabas grutos, why don't we say it includes the scraps also, and that really doesn't have to be one block. Lo salkadaitach, you wouldn't have thought that the amikshak siva avaya, because the term being is written in reference to hammered out. So, avaya, it shall be, is written closer to that of hammered out than that of pure gold. Te'ose nami amikshak siv. In fact, I'm aye, but the word te'ose is also written by hammered out. And it should teach the validity of menorah. It's made of scraps. Miksha, miksha la'akev. No, it says it twice. It's an ikuv. It's got to be like that. Zav, zav, not me la'akev, but it says zav, zav also. No, hi, my. Iyamar bishlam, if you want to say minigrutos psula, I'm going to make it out of the scraps, it's going to be no good, but if it's made out of mishar metachos ksheira, hainu zahav zahav, that's what it means, zav twice, miksha, miksha, and lujrasha. Yeah. So the question is like the different occurrences of the words gold and hammered out in the two psukim that we have here. We can account for all of these based on our approach, but you're not able to do it based on what you're saying. Aliyah might turn to grutos here if you want to say the opposite, and you want to say that from grutos, from gold scraps is going to be good. When it's made out of other things, then it comes going to be puzzle. Zahav, zahav, miksha, miksha, my darsh, how are you going to dash in it? So, my drasha, the Gemara says, okay, let's try to figure this out. The Tanya was in a brisa, kika zav tahor yaso sa'as kola kelim ela. Of a kika, pure gold, shall he make it with all of these kelim. It's just telling us that the chiv of the kikar depends on the requirement of gold. Ba zav, if the Gemara is made out of gold, then ba kikar. That's the weight that it's got to be. Ain't a buzz of, if the menorah is not made out of gold, ain't a buzz kikar. Then it doesn't have to be a kikar. It could weigh more or weigh less. Givya kafter eprocha. This is another puzzle. You've got to make the menorah pure gold. Its base, its branch, goblets, its knobs, and its flowers should be made from it. This teaching of the chiyav of these things depends on the requirements of gold. Buzz of, bug, givyum kafter eprocha. Ain't a buzz of, and a bug, givyum kafter eprocha. Vayim and nami, but then you should say buzz of, if the menorah is made out of gold, then bug karnim has to be made with branches. Ain't a buzz of in a book, it doesn't have to have branches either. Says Gemara, no, who pamot mikre? That's called a candlestick, not a menorah. Since the Torah calls it a menorah, it's got to have branches, doesn't matter what material it's made out of. And this is the workmanship of the menorah. It's hammered out gold. Now, ba'a zahav, ba'a mixture of the menorah is produced out of gold, and it's got to be produced being hammered out. It's got to be made from a single block. In a ba'a zahav, in a ba'a mixture. If it's not made out of gold, then it doesn't have to be produced by hammered out. It can be done even from scraps. Mixture, the same for the mayasa. Now, what is it when it says mixture hammered out at the end of the pasuk? What's coming to teach us? And for the Gemara, Lu'uti Chatzot, it's coming to exclude the trumpets of Moshe Rabbeinu from a single block. The Tanya said, "Baisa Chatzot, how you buy him mina eshes mina kesef." The trumpets of Moshe are made, produced from a single block of metal, of silver. Some in a gutos, ksherim, if one made them from scraps of silver, they're going to be valid. Misharmina metachos psilim, but if they made it from other kinds of metals, they're going to be puzzle. Umayishna, misharmina metachos psilim, why is it that the other kinds of metals are going to be no good? L'chsev kesefah advaya, because the term, it says, silver is written together with being, and this shows that the silver requirement is essential. Minagutos nami, trumpets made from scraps should also be no good. Mixture of avoya, because you have the same type of lush, and they're hammered out of block is written together with being, and it should show that the block requirement is essential. Of the Gemara, miyat rachman agabi menorah, the possibility that the trumpet's block chiyuv is essential is excluded by the fact that it says the pasuk of the menorah. It says mikshahi, it is hammered out. The gold menorah, he v'lochatzos is it, and not the trumpets. Tanu Rabbanan, Nikola Kalim, beep, turn the page. Chav Chasamis. Shasa Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu did, Ksherim lo, were good for him, for his dar, Ksherim lo dar, so for generation. Chatzotzos, Ksherim lo, upsulos the dar, so good for him, but they're possible for the dars. Chatzotzos is my time, what's the reason that the trumpets were valid only for Moshe? Elim, Adam, Rakhav, Pasuk, Ksas, Lecha, Lecha, Velo, Lador, Selim, Ata, Vesisa, Lecha, Aaron, Eitz, Hachanami, De Lecha, Velo, Lador, Ella, Ilaman da Amar Lecha Mishalcha Ilaman da Amar. Either we say there's two ways we could say that is Lecha Mishalcha, which means from your own funds. Ilaman da Amar Kiviyachal. Whether according to what it says, I mean that Hashem told Moshe as if he's saying Kishal Bishalcha and you wrote Yosef Mishalam. I refer yours to theirs. So I take the money for the mitzvah from the communal funds, but I'm going to consider as if they came from your own money, which I would really prefer. Hi nami mibayalei lahachi, and that occurrence of for yourself in connection to the trumpets is needed to tell us the same thing. But according to both of pshatim over here, for yourself does not mean that they're reserved only for Moshe's lifetime. Says so Gemara, shiny hasam. No, it's the opposite. It does teach us that the trumpets are to be used only during Moshe's lifetime. The understanding of this is different there about the trumpets than in the general machlokas. Tamar karkas, the pasuk says, lecha, lecha, trezimne. I say lecha, vahu lecha. And therefore, we expound that the trumpets are valid only for Moshe's generation. Tani rav papa rav chanin de kamed rav Yosef. Menorah ha'isaba'a. The menorah would come, and menorah is a bomb, and ashes ben azah, from a single block of raw material, and be made out of gold. The social kesef, ksheri did out of kesef, it's good. It shall ba'at, be out of tin, v'shal avar, for lead, v'shal gistron, or metallic alloy, Rabbi Posel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, machshir, shall eitz, v'shal etzim, v'shal out of wood or bone, v'shal chuchus out of glass, to make kopso, and says it's going to be puzzle. Amar le'ei, my daita, so Rabbi Yosef says to him, what do you think? How do you explain this machlokas over here? Are you saying that according to you said that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says a tin and it was going to be good? What is not going to be good? What's pshat? Amar le'ei says, Bein mar, bein mar, kloli prati darshi, the darshi in klal prat. Miu. Mar sav, it's also Rabbi Yehuda. That we say like this, Ma prat mufurish shalmatechas, just like the specified thing, the pure gold, the menorah, is clearly something that's metal, af kol shalmatechas. So the menorah made out of any metal is going to be good, including tin and lead, but not wood. Umar Sav, the other one says, Ma prat mufurish davar chashav, just like the prat, the pure gold is something which is chashav, af kol davar chashav, so to anything, and silver is precious, but tin and lead are not. Amar Leiv Yosef says to him, Sami didach mikmei didi, erase your version. Because of mine. The Tanya Rotan Abaisa, Kli Shari Shal Social Eats. If you have a Kli Shari that's made out of wood, Rabbi Posel, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Machshir. But Michael, we forget what they are. Rabbi Darshu, Klali Prati, Rabbi expounds this din of general and specifics. Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Adarish Riboy Mute, about Riboy amplifying and limiting. Rabbi Darish called it Prate, Vasisa Menoras Klal. You should make a menorah. That's a general principle. Zahav Tahor Prat, Miksha Tesa Menorah Chazav Kalal. Kalal Prat Klal, Yetadanakina Prat. Ma Prat for Shalmatechas, Afkol Shalmatechas. Okay, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, Darish, Ribuye, Miute, amplifying and limiting. Vasisa Menoras Riba, make any type. Zav tar miyut, that's a miyut. Mikshatea seah haminorah, hammered out, so the menorah be chazav riba, and came along and amplified it. Riba umiyut, riba hakol. Whenever the Torah has an amplification, a limitation, and an amplification, it has included everything. Almost everything. Umay, rabbi, komile. So what has been included over here? Everything but wood. Umay, miyut, what is excluded? Miyut, shalcheris, out of pottery. Mud of shalcheris, either way you say it, it comes out that we say, Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, says that a wooden one is going to be valid, unlike your version of the Bible. So therefore, forget what you're saying over here because of this one. It's like my other rabbi, sami didach, mikrim divni. Delete yours because of mine. Right, maybe mine is going to be good. The wood's no good. Lo sagadach, that can't be. The time runs out of price. If the uman doesn't have any gold to make the menorah, maybe af shell kesef shell choshes. He should bring even a menorah, silver, copper, shell barzov, shell bedil, shell ofer, set of iron, tin, or lead. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, machsher. Apashali is even wood. V'tanya dach, no one says, lo yaseh adam bayis, tavnei seichel, should not make a house in the form of the heichal, you know, like the Beis HaMikdash. Don't build a house that has the same dimensions, like length, width, and height. And the number says the doorway, says the heichal. And achsadra, can I get ulam, pavilion, that is corresponding to the ulam. Chatzar, can I get azara, a courtyard. That is a corresponding to that of this. Shulchan k'nag, shulchan menorah k'nag menorah. Aval oseh hu shel chamishim shel shishim shel shmona. You can make this menorah out of 5, 6, or 8 branches. It's not 7, right? That doesn't look like that's a mishmigdash. Shel shivah le'asah, don't do 7. But filu mishar b'nei minah tohos, even it's other types of metals, don't do it. Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda Amar. Avshel Eitzel, I said that even don't do it out of wood. Kedav Shasom Alchi Beis Chashmonai, that this was the way that the king of the Chashmonai made a menorah after they kicked out the Greeks. Amrullah the Chacham said to Rabbi Huda, Misham Rai, bring a Rai over there? That menorah and the Beis Hamikdash can be made out of wood. Spudim shabazel hayu. The branches of the chashmonoyim menorah were made of iron, spits of iron. V'chibah v'abatz, and they played it with tin. Ha'ashiru asum shokasef. When they became wealthier, they made it out of silver. Chazav ashiru asum shazav. When they became even wealthier, well, they made it out of zahav, out of gold. We had this gemara before. This is a gemara in Shabbos. Anyway, became wealthier, they did it out of zahav. So we see. We have two other braises and three in total that show that wood is going to be good according to B.O.C. Rabbi Yehuda. So your braise says differently, can't be correct. Amr Shmuel, Shmuel the Saba, Shmuel is the name of the older one. Gova Shamanor, the height of Menor, Shmuel is the Tvachim, 18 Tvachim, Erglaim, Vaperach, the legs and the flower just above, that's the base of Menorah and the flower. Rashi says in Mitachas Shlosh Tvachim Perach Tziurim Shechokukim Atzarfim Zahav BeOmek BeMenorahs VeKel Neis, like do the design. Shlosh Tvachim, there are three Tvachim. Tvachaim Chalak, the next two Tvachim are blank. So we have 5 Tvachim in total. V'Tefla Shabog Gavia V'Kafta V'Perach, and then there's a Tefla that had 3 decorations, a Gavia like the cup, a kos from one side of Menorah, and a Kaftor and a Perach. The flower on the third side. The next two tefachim are blank, so we're at 8. V'tefach v'kaftor, the next one is a tefach, and of a kaftor, literally a knob. U'shnei kanim yotz b'menu, and you have two branches that come from it. Echad yilech v'echad yilech, one going to one side, one to the other side. They go and they rise up. can I go with someone else? The height of is 9 tefachim now. The tefach halak, the next is the blank quad, that tefach, the tefach kaftor, which they call him yotzim yemen, and you have these two branches that come from it. Echad ilach, echad ilach, one from this, one's in that. Nimshachim ba'olin, can I get go with someone else? Keeps going up, tefach halak, the next is the tefach halak, the tefach kaftor, which they call him yotzim yemen, two come from it. Echad ilach, echad ilach, one this, one that. Nimshachim ba'olin, can I get go with someone else? And it keeps going to the height of menorah, tefachim halak, and the next two tefachim are blank. Which there are three goblets, a knob, and a flower. Ooh, a lot going on over here. Ugevian lema in domen. What are the gevia, the cups that were there? Where were they of the menorah? Where they were for decorations. Kamin kosas Alexandrian. They were like the cups of Alexandrian. They were made in Alexandria and Mitzrayim. Kaftorim lamahim d'mayim domim, with his knob similar to, k'min tapuche ha-krisim. They're like these crazy apples. They're round. Prachim lamahim domim, what are the flowers similar to? K'min pirche amudim, they're like the flowers that are sculpted into the columns. Vinimsu, so it comes out that these decorative things are like this. Gaviyam Eser Mishnayim, the goblets are 22. Kaftorim Achad, the knobs are 11. Prachim Tisha, they're 9 flowers. And Gaviyam Akvim Zezah, the goblets are Amakiv, what are next? You need them all. Kaftorim Akvim Zezah, so are the knobs. Prachim Akvim Zezah, Gaviyam Kaftorim Prachim, the goblets, the knobs, and the flowers. Makvim Zezah, are Mak of each other. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.